Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Clerk will note the roll. Quorum being present, approval of minutes. Representative Doubt moves the minutes from Wednesday, February 8th, 2012. Is there any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. Proposed calendar of the day for Thursday, February 16th, 2012. I will move the proposed calendar for February 16th, 2012. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, I have a question on the calendar.
Yes, Representative.
I have a motion I'd like to make on the calendar.
What would your motion be?
To remove Bill number 2, House File 1870, from the calendar for the day.
Representative Pawlowski moves to strike. Which bill was the one?
Number 2, House File 1870, and I'd like a roll call.
Representative Pawlowski moves to strike number 2, Bill 1860, from the calendar. Is asked for a roll call. Discussion to the Pawlowski amendment. Chair, Representative Pawlowski.
Mr. Chair, we have seen an array of emails from the author of the bill. I have seen at least one significant delete everything amendment to this bill that has not been heard in committee. This is a bill of some consequence. I think the legislature should start to set a higher standard. Certain polling would indicate that that might help us in public esteem, and that there should be public input on these amendments before they're considered on the floor of the Minnesota House. So my rationale is a simple one, that the public should be able to testify to the amendments, particularly if there's significant delete all amendments to a bill of this scope. That's my rationale for the motion and the roll call.
Thank you, Representative Pawlowski. Further discussion of the Pawlowski motion to strike? Further discussion? I would speak against the Pawlowski motion. This bill has been moved through committee. The committee work has done its work in committee, as we would like to see, and not on the floor. Therefore, I think we are looking forward to a good debate, probably very contentious debate on the floor. That's something that is not uncommon and is normal, good, and healthy. So I would make a motion to vote a no on the Pawlowski amendment. Roll call having been requested, we will have a roll call. Further discussion, Representative Breinert. Sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, you said that the committee work had been completed, but this bill did only go through one committee, so it was in policy, and there has been ongoing discussion on amending the bill since that committee work was completed, and there have been no public hearings related to that discussion. So I think that Representative Pawlowski's points ought to be well taken.
Thank you, Representative Bryan. Representative Pawlowski?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I'm going to disagree with you on one point. This robust discussion on the floor will be with members. It will not be with the public. And when we have bills of this scope and significance, considering what happened last year, when for the first time we did an entire budget of $35.2 billion behind closed and locked doors without public input, I think we need to set a standard now where we need to listen to the public and we need to understand before we vote on the consequences of amendments, particularly if they're delete everything amendments that were not heard in committee. That's my argument.
Thank you, Representative Pawlowski. Further discussion? Representative Benson.
Thank you. I just want to reiterate Representative Pawlowski's comments. I serve on that committee, and I have not had an opportunity to review or hear a testimony on the delete all either. So I'm on that committee, and I will reinforce the comments here of my colleagues.
Further discussion?
I'm sorry.
Representative Norton.
Thank you. I guess I'm Representative Dean. You made the comment that the bill was going to be moved to the floor. You've heard the testimony. I too served on the one and only committee that this bill has been through, and my hope would be that bill will come to the floor as it left the committee, and that there isn't a delete all. And I was questioning your comment. Did I hear you confirm that there will not be a delete all to this, and so that the work of the committee will be upheld? I was unclear as to what your comment was.
Representative Norton, I don't. The bill authors are in control of their bill from beginning to end. They would have any ability to make any amendment on the floor that they choose, as would you as a member have that ability to make any amendment on the floor. Also, a motion to return to a committee would certainly be in order on the floor. If members were to bring that forward, that would certainly be in order. That motion would certainly be in order on the floor for the speaker.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair, and I guess I would say that I would concur with my colleagues here that if there is a potential, we have seen emails come through from the author to all the committee members and perhaps the whole legislature. I'm not sure who all got the email, that I would say that this bill is not ready for the floor yet, and I would encourage a vote in support of Representative Pawlowski, and should that not prevail, that I think you could be rest assured that one of us will try to re-refer that.
Appreciate that. Further discussion? Representative Thiessen.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I guess to that point, you know, if this motion, which I think should pass, happens to fail in this committee, if there is a major delete all amendment on the floor, would you support a motion sending the bill back to committee so that that bill can actually get a full hearing? So when we, you know, when someone, or maybe you could make that motion on the floor. If you'd agree to that, I think we could probably, you know, withdraw this motion today. But when we get to the floor, if a delete all amendment is offered, and we have seen actual delete all amendments that the author has circulated in addition to the email that was sent to all representatives saying he's looking for input from members, if you'd be willing to make that motion, and I would join in that motion to send it back to committee, then I think we could probably resolve things here today.
Representative Thiessen, I'm not aware of any amendment that
I'm not saying you have to be. I'm just saying if that were to happen, would you be willing to make that joint motion with me to send it back to committee and actually have the public be able to have some testimony on this very important bill?
I think, Representative Thiessen, I'd probably look at that amendment as you do, each and every amendment, one at a time, and would make the decision there and then. Other discussion? Seeing no other discussion, roll call having been requested by Representative Pawlowski, the clerk will take the roll.
Chair Dean?
No.
Representative Dowd?
No.
Representative Pawlowski?
Yes.
Representative Anderson?
No.
Representative Banyan?
No.
Representative Benson?
Yes.
Representative Breinert?
Yes.
Representative Hamilton?
No.
Representative Hillstrom?
Yes.
Representative Hoppe? Representative Hoppe's absent. Representative House?
No.
Representative Kelly?
No.
Representative Knuth?
Yes.
Representative Lane?
Yes.
Representative Lilly?
Yes.
Representative Mack?
No.
Representative McNamara?
No.
Representative Murphy?
Yes.
Representative Nornes?
No.
Representative Norton?
Yes.
Representative Paymar?
Yes.
Representative Pepin?
No.
Representative Scott?
No.
Representative Thiessen?
Yes.
Representative Westrom?
No.
There being 11 ayes and 13 noes, the Pawlowski motion fails. With that, I will renew my motion for the proposed calendar of February 16, 2012. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Motion prevails. We are adjourned. Thank you.